What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Hour number two, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're talking with Dustin in New Jersey. And before I hand it on back to you, we're talking about the security risks of using wireless keyboards and wireless mice, of literally broadcasting what you are doing in the privacy of your own home to anybody outside who has the appropriate equipment to pick up those signals and interpret them. And it was kind of interesting because the mouse on Claire's desktop suffered a failure. And so I went down to the local Office Depot to buy a new corded mouse. And I walk on in, and there's this big display of wireless mice on sale for $9 each. And I get a store clerk, and I say, I don't want to wireless mouse, they go through batteries way too fast, and this is a security issue. Do you have any mice with cords on it? The only one they had was $85. It's like they're pushing the wireless on us in order to make us more vulnerable to outside hackers.
Must have been one of those Razer mice.
No, it wasn't a gamer's mouse, but it wasn't a Razer mouse. I mean, besides, the Razer mice are not wireless. I use them here because I'm very rough on the hardware, and I discovered that if I use gaming keyboards and mice, they take a pounding. It's still not enough. I'm on my third Razer keyboard on this desktop machine now. I have a really heavy type because I learned to type on a mechanical typewriter, and I played piano, and so I'm very, very rough on keyboards.
If anybody doesn't know what a mechanical keyboard, get one. They're amazing.
Yeah, I hate the little chiclet keyboards and the soft touch ones. I love the feel of a mechanical keyboard.
Hey, Mike, Joe Biden said it all. Threat to the global order. The global order is in decline, so they're going to do anything they can, including revolution in this country, to keep the global order the way it is, and that's it.
Yeah, I'm afraid they are not going to go quietly into that good night.
And that's all I wanted to say, Mike. Thanks a lot.
All right, well, thank you. We're going to switch over to Bruce in Texas. Aloha, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. It's been a while.
Okay. What's on your mind?
Yeah. I got to make it quick here. I have to be a Rhodes Scholar. It means I'm a truck driver in the radio. Anyhow, what do you think the odds are that the plutonium, what's the connection for that poison that killed that Russian triple agent and allegedly poisoned Roger Stone with?
Yeah, and also Yasser Arafat. There are indications that polonium-210 was used on him as well.
That's right, Arafat. Yeah, especially Arafat. What do you think the odds are that they all came from a single source somewhere in the desert there in Israel?
Well, polonium is actually very easy to get. It has a lot of industrial applications for de-staticking devices. In fact, back before they realized how dangerous it was, in the days of phonograph records, they would actually sell this little thing in the audiophile stores that was a de-staticker. And it was a little handle with a little strip of polonium in there and a brush, and you would clean your records with it before playing to get rid of the dust and the static electricity. Because the earliest cartridges, which were using magnetic coils, that static electricity would result in pops and crackles. And so it's really available in a lot of different places. Certainly in the case of Yasser Arafat, I would look at Israel. In the case of the Russian spy, it was blamed on Putin, but there were a lot of people who wanted to kill him. In the case of Roger Stone, I would say a more domestic source is likely.
Yeah. I have to entertain this angle that I don't hear referenced too much, especially on shows like Alex Jones. I think the whole angle on the anti-Russian propaganda over the last 2 years, 90% of it due to Israel's frustration with the Middle East blocking their moves in Iran and Syria.
Yes.
And,
Well, it's not just Israel that's frustrated by that. So is the United States. You know, Israel wants to expand into Eretz Israel, but the United States' agenda, Wesley Clark blew the whistle on this, was to conquer and control all the oil-producing nations of the Middle East, shackle them to the U.S. dollar, to basically maintain control over that oil and the currency that it was being traded in. That agenda is failing, and it looks like Syria is going to be pretty much cleaned out of the U.S.-backed terrorists within the next next few weeks.
Okay, have you ever seen a movie, we talked about movies before, have you ever seen a movie, Munich, produced by Steven Spielberg?
Yeah, I did a long time ago, but my understanding of what happened in Munich is a little different than Steven's.
Yeah, it seems to me more like a PR piece for Mossad.
Well, I mean, the Mossad faked a lot of terror attacks to build sympathy. The British intelligence released documents a few years back that Shin Bet actually organized the hijacking that led to the raid on Entebbe, so they could say, oh, bad Palestinians, heroic Israelis, and so forth and so on. There are indications that Abu Nidal, this evil Palestinian terrorist who threw the guy in the wheelchair off the cruise ship, that he was actually working for Mossad. And Mossad and Shin Bet set up all these terror attacks to blame the Palestinians so that the world will sympathize with poor Israel and hate the Palestinians. And by the way, Israel is already out there saying, oh, there's a new plot to terror bomb synagogues all across America. So they're playing for sympathy again, which means they're about ready to do something really ugly.
Yeah. Okay. I have a hard drive full of information that's been managed to accumulate over the years, and I like to call it dead man's drop to share it with somebody.
Okay, I'm having a hard time understanding you. This is a really, really bad phone connection. You have a hard.
Any possible way?
Oh, okay. I did not hear what you said. Possible way to do what?
To forward you some material physically.
You can put it in an envelope and mail it to the address on the donations page. It goes to a local post office box.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Michael.
All right. Thanks an awful lot, Bruce. And we're going to switch over to Keith in Montana. Aloha. First of all, before we do that, shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And now we're going to talk with Keith in Montana. What's on your mind today?
Well, first off, I want to give condolences for Clara's mouse.
Yeah, we buried it with full military honors.
Yeah, that Judith Miller you were talking about earlier in her rave for the 2003.
Yeah.
I was going to do a correction on that. The listed U.S. war deaths in Iraq were those killed in action. That did not count, as my veteran friends would tell me, of those that died in transport from Iraq to the Germany's hospitals.
Yeah, that was how they were fudging the numbers. And not only were they fudging the numbers downward with that, but their families were denied killed in combat pay.
Yeah. Have you, Mike, have you ever stopped to read that Ramsey Clark's Fire and Ice?
No, I can't say that I have.
You should Google that and read that. That's when the first ground war actually started. Actually, it was an air war that started over in Iraq. And if you read that, how they called it a turkey shoot and everything, where the U.S. choppers would show up in the middle of the night over a mile away and start blasting all the Iraqis, and even those that surrendered were shot and everything like that. It's a very interesting article, but it shows the amount of tonnage of bombs and stuff that were used on that campaign over there, or conflagration, I guess they call it. And
yeah.
It's, you know, and again, this is all based basically on lies. It's like someone had put a map out there on Twitter the other day that it showed Iran renamed as BP, Syria, Exxon.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
basically the truth of it, you know.
Yeah,
anyway,
that really is it. Okay,
yeah,
well, thanks.
Mike, one more thing.
Yes.
My one veteran told me, he says that when he was over in Iraq, he served three tours over there, and he says he had a little Iraqi boy come up to him and say, you know, we never had suicide bombings. never had suicide or car explosions and stuff like that before you guys got here.
Yeah.
And that's a stark contrast to what we see from our media today, you know.
Well, do you remember when the U.S. invaded Iraq for the second time? There was this brief scandal where the Iraqi police pulled over a suspicious-looking car, and they found two British SAS officers in it, and in the car they found explosives and Arab clothing. And so they arrested these SAS operatives, and the British Army literally attacked the police station to free them before they could be questioned.
Was that like the ISIS flags found in Israel?
Yeah, right.
My best to you, Mike, okay?
All right, thanks an awful lot, Keith. We're going to let you go. Now then, as you know, not too long ago, opera star Andrea Bocelli backed out of performing at the Trump inauguration after receiving death threats. Well, another invitee to Trump's inauguration, singer Jennifer Holliday, has now backed out after being smeared and attacked. And she's black. And of course, right now, they're desperate to prove that Trump is a racist. And having a black artist like Jennifer Holliday singing at the inauguration, that can't be allowed to happen. So she was being attacked online by fellow blacks and by the gay community. And this is obviously another demonstration of tolerance and peace and love Trump's hate coming from the liberal snowflakes. They really are behaving like children. And, you know, it's almost reached an all or nothing mindset where they're either going to succeed in driving Trump out and putting Hillary in. And if they fail, their credibility and legitimacy is destroyed. Liberalism, the Democratic Party, certainly Hillary and her people. I mean, they've savaged their own public image along with that of the corporate media. Plus the fact that if they do kick up a huge fuss after Donald Trump takes his oath of office, he will have the authority to call in the National Guard, if necessary, the Marines, and start throwing these people in prison. They are committing major crimes, incitement to riots, incitement to violence, incitement to, you know, conspiracy to commit murder. We might actually see some mass hangings in the near future. I'd like the rope franchise. Now, John McCain is out there trying to regain the moral high ground over this dossier that claimed Donald Trump and two prostitutes defaced a bed in the presidential suite of the Moscow Hotel where Obama and Michelle had once slept. And the story turned out to be completely bogus, totally over the shark. And McCain is out there saying, well, the leak of this report, it was totally wrong. It was a totally wrong thing to do. Forgetting that McCain himself was part of that pipeline. He was used as a propaganda laundry. Because the report was given to McCain, and McCain gave it to the intelligence agencies, who then incorporated it as if it were fact into their reports on Donald Trump, which were then leaked to the media. And most of the media, even they thought it was just way, way beyond the pale of belief until BuzzFeed ran it. Now, it has since come on out that this report originated with a private intelligence firm, Fusion GPS, and they were hired back in September 2015 after Donald Trump announced he was going to run. And they were very well funded. And now, according to this article that is over in Journal Neo, the mystery donor who funded this fraudulent report is George Soros. And Soros has made himself into one of the strongest possible arguments for socialism by showing to us how dangerous it is to let individuals acquire too much wealth. They start acting like they own the world and they can do whatever they want. Soros is not elected to be the government of anything other than his own corporations. And yet he's out there interfering with governments all over the world. He's certainly tinkering with our government. And it's easy to prove that he's doing it. But the corporate media says, oh, Russia, Russia, Russia's hacking. Russia's doing this. Russia's interfering. And finally, Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, who's been sitting back very quietly listening to all this smearing going on about Russia interfering with the U.S. election, came on out and said, look, you've got the leaders and top officials from Great Britain, Germany, and France were grossly interfering in U.S. internal affairs. They campaigned for Hillary Clinton and supported her, openly attacked Donald Trump. And unlike the accusations of Russian interference, Lavrov's claim is easily substantiated because all of this was being reported in the news. Angela Merkel supports Hillary Clinton. Doesn't that represent foreign interference? It's only bad when Russia does it here. Now then, getting on back to the ongoing battle between the corporate media and the White House. The White House is now saying that they may abandon the idea of moving the press briefing room. And but they're certainly going to exert control over who gets in there and who doesn't. And they're still talking about allowing bloggers and talk radio hosts access. Now, the White House press secretary is seriously talking about requiring journalists to undergo drug testing in order to receive White House press credentials. I think it's a good idea. I think it's a very, very good idea because reading what some of these people are writing, you have to wonder if they're taking way too many prescription antidepressants. There is still talk, as Obama goes through his flurry of pardons and commutations, that he may yet, before Friday, issue a blanket pardon of Hillary Clinton for all crimes she may have committed in order to prevent any investigations. Now, that, of course, will be the biggest of black marks on his legacy. Everybody will remember Barack Obama as the president who covered up for a Secretary of State who may have sold out her nation while serving in office. Because the corporate media and the government are no longer in control of the history. We the people are. We'll decide for ourselves what is worth remembering and what is not. We'll decide for ourselves who the good guys are, who the bad guys are. We'll decide for ourselves what the real news is and what the fake news is. And most importantly, to all those war hawks out there, we, the American people, are big boys and big girls. We can decide for ourselves who our enemies are and who our friends are. We don't need you to tell us that anymore. By the way, if you're in Washington, D.C. for the inauguration and you still want to stock up on some Hillary Clinton memorabilia for possible gifts, it's discounted 75% in Washington, D.C. And it's a shame that the losers of the presidential elections don't get a museum. Because if there was going to be a Hillary Clinton museum, I have all these items I had here during the election, the toilet paper, the toilet brush, the nutcracker, and most especially the Hillary inflatable love doll that I would gladly donate to the Hillary Clinton Museum. All right, we're coming up here on another commercial break. When we come on back, we're going to be talking about the war zones. There is a lot going on that we need to pay attention to because it does seem like there are certain parties who are desperate to start the bombs and missiles flying before Trump can take that oath of office. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And when it comes to computer security, one of the products that I've been recommending is Malwarebytes, and I'm going to have to withdraw that recommendation because over this last week, all of a sudden, Malwarebytes is now blocking a lot of truth websites, labeling them as malicious websites. They were blocking Global Research, and now they're blocking Strategic Culture. And I guess it's only a matter of time before I'm declared a malicious website and put onto the filter as well. So they are now off my list of recommended security software. All righty, we're going to take some more phone calls. Bob in Michigan, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Michael. I've been listening to any number of networks talking about Obama can't pardon Edward Snowden because he wasn't charged with a crime. Well, wouldn't that not apply to Hillary Clinton also?
Legally, technically, yes. Unfortunately, Gerald Ford set a very bad precedent when Richard Nixon resigned, where Ford simply issued a blanket presidential pardon for everybody involved in Watergate and then declared our long national nightmare is over. But technically, a pardon cannot be granted until somebody's convicted of a crime. And Gerald Ford was trying to end the investigation before the American people found out just how dirty this whole thing had been. And Obama could easily do the same. And certainly nobody within the government is going to stand up and challenge him on that. Because if that anonymous FBI source is correct and everybody's dirty with the Clinton Foundation, they just all want this to go away. They want the American people to go back to believing that government is good. Our government is good. Everybody else's government is bad. Corporate media is honest. It's not going to happen. But, you know, they're kind of stuck in a corner.
Thank you, Michael.
All right. Thank you very much. We're going to switch over to Robin in Texas. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael, how are you doing? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling okay. It's just the voice is taking a while to recover.
Well, I'm all in for the health cures and all that stuff, but we went through that. I'm in Texas, and allergies abound, and I have a little asthma. If you want to get over the hump, Zyrtec, I got to say, it's over-the-counter, but it's effective.
Well, right now I'm sticking. I'm sticking with the Manuka honey and the Nano Silver, and it does seem to be working. Like I said, it's just the coughing over the last weekend did injure my vocal cords, and it's just going to take a while for them to recover.
And yeah, and your talking every day is kind of keeping it going too.
Yeah, it's not helping. I should really just like shut up for 3 or 4 days. But I've got the weekend coming on up here, and so after Friday's show, I'm going to be doing sign language for the rest of the weekend.
That'll be good. That'll be good. A good rest. Well, I just the inauguration coming up, and in Texas here we have a great group, several groups of biker clubs that they are going to be going, and they are going to be helping, making their services available. If they have to give a blockade for the blockade, I'm really proud of them risking life and limb to go out there. So
good for them, but considering their opposition, I don't think it's that big a risk of life and limb. I think anybody looking at all these bikers, being confronted by all these liberal snowflakes, you're just going to start laughing. At just how one-sided this is going to be.
That's what I'm hoping, but they do tend to get a bit psychotic, and a psychotic person is a dangerous person, even if they're a snowflake.
I understand that, but again, by virtue of that psychosis, by virtue of the personality cult behavior, they're not going to be organized, they're not going to be disciplined. There's not going to be any tactical communication going on. And I think it's going to take maybe two cracked skulls, and everybody's going to run like heck.
I hope so, because all this noise, I mean, we saw it happening last year, even here where we live, them blocking overpasses and things like this, blocking traffic. And it's just, it's so dangerous. If somebody's trying to get to the hospital, if somebody has a heart attack waiting in there because they're anxious, that should be criminal somehow.
That did happen at one point. Yeah, they blocked an ambulance and the person died because they couldn't get to the hospital. Anyway, Robin, thanks an awful lot. We're going to take a break for commercials and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
Did you know 40% of all cancer could be prevented? That's a fact. Along with maintaining appropriate body weight and regular exercise, the American Institute for Cancer Research and the USDA confirm that eating 9 to 11 servings of fruits and vegetables every day is the key. Now ask yourself, am I at risk? How many servings of fruits and vegetables did I eat today? Balance of Nature has solved this problem and provides an easy and affordable way to consume over 10 servings of 31 different whole fruits and vegetables every day.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Tim O'Neill talking about Balance of Nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease.
I don't take any supplementation,
but I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase. I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase. And I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
I'm a big supporter of the product. 2 winters ago, I had, between November and March, I had 5 head colds. And each time, it was like a 2-week ordeal. Last winter, with your product, I didn't have a single one.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life, but I should have ordered it like 15 years ago.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Here we're going to go back to the phones. Paul in Michigan. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I've been reading about the Democrats who publicly announced that they're going to stay away from the inauguration.
Mm-hmm.
And I just heard something about Obama is going to take Air Force One for a last ride out to Palm Springs, California during this inauguration. It makes me wonder what the CIA has planned. So Democrats are away, Obama's up in the air, and if they got something planned to knock out Trump and a whole bunch of people, and then he can
I had not heard that Obama was taking Air Force One out to Palm Springs, and technically, as soon as Trump takes the oath of office, it's not Obama's plane to fly around in anymore.
I was wondering if that's a fact, if he could actually ground that plane, prevent Obama from using it even before he's inaugurated.
No, he can't. It's basically, I'll tell you what the letter of the law would be. On the instant that Trump takes the oath of office, Obama becomes a private citizen, and then he is personally financially liable for the cost of the operation of that aircraft.
Okay.
From that point in time forward, if he's on Air Force One, he has to pay for it. That's a big plane.
Sure. I can't remember how many millions of dollars it cost for that.
You know, but the last word I had was that Obama was going to be attending the inauguration, the swearing in, at least.
Well, I hope so. He should be. Then he should be arrested right after that.
Well, I'm far more concerned about Hillary being arrested than Barack Obama. As far as Obama's concerned, let's just let him go on off and do his speaking tours and everything else here. Hillary is the real problem. Hillary and Bill, mostly Hillary.
I agree. And the majority of the people that voted for Trump want to see that happen, myself included.
Yes, absolutely. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right, thanks. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. Now then, end of ISIS. Russia and Turkey launch a joint aircraft campaign against the remaining jihadists in Aleppo. And apparently the Russian fighter pilots are coordinating with their counterparts in Turkey. And basically they're just, it's a mop-up operation. They're going on in. These last holdouts should have accepted Assad's offer of amnesty. They didn't. The U.S. is still trying to airdrop supplies into these people. And maybe what they're hoping is that either Syria or Russia will shoot down one of these American planes, which are in Syria illegally. They do not have the permission of the Syrian government to be overflying Syrian territory. But Assad and Putin are too smart to bite. Now, Iran is stepping on in. They want joint action with Riyadh in Syria based on the success they had in Lebanon last year. And what's happening here is the U.S. game plan, and for that matter, Israel's game plan for the Middle East, was keep all these nations fighting each other. And then the U.S. comes on in and says, we will arbitrate between you, always in Israel's favor. And now all of a sudden, all these Middle Eastern nations are starting to come together, work together to unify and deal with these issues themselves. This is a nightmare scenario, especially for Israel. Israel doesn't want a single Islamic nation in the Middle East. They want lots and lots of little tiny countries that can be bullied around and threatened. And all of a sudden, we're seeing Iran and Saudi Arabia and Syria and all these all coming together, almost forming their own Middle Eastern Union. And that is obviously represents a major defeat for U.S. and Israeli policy in the region. It's all falling apart on them. It's all falling apart here. Now, Syria has finally come on out and said it is time to start reining in some of the out-of-control propaganda used to sell this war to the American people. And we already talked about how a few years ago, Obama and Kerry were trying to sell a direct U.S. intervention into Syria on the claim that Assad had weapons of mass destruction. And that was kind of a hard one because we all still remember how the U.S. government and the corporate media lied to us about Iraq's weapons of mass destruction. And they were making a big stink about chemical weapons. And Putin stepped on in, the global statesman, and he arranged a deal where Assad said, sure, you can take away the chemical weapons. I have no intention of using them anyway. And so the U.S. wanted to prove that Assad had cheated. He still had chemical weapons. And they came out with this claim that Assad had gassed his own Alawite supporters with sarin gas right in front of United Nations chemical weapons inspectors on the very day they arrived. That was the big story. Can we invade now? Can we invade now? And, of course, look for what should be there and isn't. And what wasn't there was a reason for Assad to do something that stupid, knowing that any use of any chemical weapons would open the door to U.S. invasion. So why would he do it? There was no motive. And you'd ask people, okay, why would he do it? What is his,
well, he doesn't need a motive. He's just insane. You know, he doesn't have to make sense.
That was their limp excuse on that one. And then ultimately, of course, the United Nations chemical weapons inspectors came on back and said, no, it looks like the U.S.-backed terrorists were carrying out chemical weapons attacks to frame Assad. So the chemical weapon thing kind of went away, and then the U.S. was making war on Syria, claiming they were after ISIS and al-Qaeda. Now we know that the U.S. was actually supporting ISIS and al-Qaeda as proxies against Bashar al-Assad. So then they came on back about the horrible humanitarian disaster taking place in Syria because of Syria's use of barrel bombs. Oh my goodness, it's a barrel bomb. And the more they reported on these non-existent weapons, the greater and greater they grew, to the point where the corporate media was trying to claim that one of these barrel bombs was equivalent to a magnitude 8 earthquake. And so the Independent had a headline just a week ago. Assad dropped 13,000 barrel bombs on Syria in 2016, watchdog claims. And this watchdog was one of these propaganda laundering operations that were set on up. So taking the claim by the corporate media that a barrel bomb is equivalent to a magnitude 8 earthquake, and it's equivalent to the bombs that were dropped on Hiroshima. The Independent was claiming that Syrian President Assad personally dropped the equivalent of 13,000 atomic bombs on his own country and people in the last 12 months. Oh, look, is that a shark down there? And the attitude of the corporate media is, how dare you not believe us when we tell you all these horrible things are being done? No, we don't believe you. Fool me once, and so forth and so on here. Now, pro-Iraq war politician David Frum is out there on Twitter. Now, this is one of the guys who was out there screaming, Saddam has nuclear bombs, we got to go for war. Now, he's out there saying, Russia's coming to get us. Russia's going to come on in and force you to drink vodka and eat little fish eggs and all the other stuff. Okay, David, if you feel that way, here's your rifle. Here's your parachute. We'll call Putin and tell him you are on your way to kick his butt all by yourself. I wish it were that simple. Unfortunately, Lithuania yesterday signed an agreement with the United States allowing the presence of U.S. troops. And Lithuania borders Russia and Belarus. They're basically building up that invasion front. And of course, as usual, the excuse for all this military buildup on Russia's borders, Russia made us do it, mommy. Russia's being aggressive. They made us get ready for World War III. Russia's not the aggressor. Do you see Russian tanks on the Canadian side of our northern border? Do you see Russian troops massed on the Mexican side of our southern border? Do you see Russian warships tooling around the Gulf of Mexico? They've made this entire cause for war up out of thin air. The rationale for this is that the United States and the West refuse to recognize Crimea's referendum for independence. Therefore, by default, Russia stole it. Therefore, Russia's the aggressor. You can see how convoluted the thinking is. And they actually apparently think the American people are stupid enough to believe this nonsense. So, let us talk a little bit about the economy, which is going to be Trump's biggest headache in office, assuming that World War III is not started in the next 48 hours. Deutsche Bank has reached a $7.2 billion settlement with the U.S. over mortgage misconduct. None of the executives are going to go to prison. It's great to be a banker in the United States of America. All that's going to happen to those executives, some of them are going to have their bonuses cut. That's it. And their bonuses aren't being cut because they were committing fraud with the mortgages. Their bonuses are being cut because they got caught. Now, most of that settlement will come off Deutsche Bank's taxes, which means the taxpayers will pay the majority of it. Some of it will be covered by increasing fees to Deutsche Bank customers. And Deutsche Bank has just announced they're going to cut about 20% of their workforce. So the ordinary employees who had nothing to do with this are going to pay the price. Now, according to New York-based retail consultant Howard Davidowitz, Macy's is in serious, serious trouble, and they may be closing literally hundreds of their stores over the next year. They had a disastrous Christmas season. They're blaming the shift to online shopping, which is partly true, but the other part is simply that the American people don't have money to buy things. And I find it amazing that those people who are in charge of our economic well-being don't seem to understand that. When you have a system that by design funnels all the wealth to the very top and leaves nothing on the bottom, who do you think is going to go into those shopping malls? Now, women's apparel chain Limited Stores has filed for Chapter 11. And it's closing all of its 250 stores. Claire and I were down at the local mall where the Sam's Club is, and we're just looking at all those retail vacancies. It's really getting, how should I put this, unhappy out here. Meanwhile, Tiffany and Company had a very bad sales Christmas season. They're blaming Donald Trump. Their flagship store in New York is right next door to Trump Tower. And now, originally, Tiffany was saying, well, obviously, people don't have money for these high-end luxury items, which is true and accurate. But now they're on the let's bash Donald Trump by saying all the traffic congestion around Trump Tower and all this other, it scared our customers away. So it's all Trump's fault that we didn't do as well. Lowe's is getting ready to cut 2,400 full-time jobs. Meanwhile, Hyundai is the latest car company trying to curry favor with Trump. It's announced it's going to invest $3 billion in its U.S. factories over the next 4 years. Meanwhile, over at Boeing, Boeing has decided that maybe they might have been sort of inflating the price of the replacement for Air Force One. And so they're going to cut it on back. That's good business dealing. We've never seen that before. And, of course, Trump's also has issues with this horribly overpriced F-35, which doesn't really seem able to do much of anything except look impressive on the runway. All right, we're going to grab a phone call. Tom in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hello, Michael. Long time no talk. Yeah, Mike, I want to talk about Bernie Sanders today in the confirmation hearing when he's saying all these poor American kids are in poverty and all that. And what a schmuck this guy is. And you got that Chucky Schmucky Schumer. I mean, these Zog agents, I don't know, what are they, Michael? It's unbelievable. You got this Bernie Sanders talking about there's no the kids are in poverty and the United States treats its citizens like
okay, Tom, older Tom, people. Okay, Tom, okay. I know you got a lot of invective to get off of your chest. Let me ask you a question. What is the average net worth of Americans between the ages of 18 and 30?
The net worth, probably, I'd probably say $500. I don't know.
It's a little over $17,000. Bernie Sanders is right. Our younger generation is living in poverty.
Okay, Michael, then you know what? Let me ask you a question. Then you're right. Then let me ask you this. I found out these Cuban refugees with the wet foot, dry foot policy get $17,000 to come to the United States if they get their foot on the beach. Now, Obama rescinded that now last week. But before that, they were getting 5 years of Section 8 housing. They were getting four-year food stamps welfare for 4 or 5 years, and they get $17,000, and they get a $10,000 furniture voucher for their new apartment that they're bringing here in South Florida. So let me ask you a question. Bernie Sanders is so worried about poor white people or Jewish people or whatever, black Afro-American people or Americans in this country, why are these all illegals coming in here with all this kind of money they're getting from Cuba?
Because Soros wants it to
happen. What did Bernie Sanders ever do?
Because Soros, Well, you're absolutely right. Unfortunately, Bernie Sanders is on board with this open borders policy, and it is costing huge amounts of money. These people are being bribed to move here. By the way, I misread that article. The average net worth of Americans between the ages of 18 and 30 is negative $17,612. They're in debt. Okay, and that is a really bad number. Now, obviously, Trump coming on in, this open borders nonsense is going to start shutting on down here. But I think a lot of Americans were very angry over this idea that these illegal immigrants and foreign refugees are getting a better deal from the U.S. government than the ordinary American people. And they're having a hard time trying to figure out why. And anytime somebody asks a question like this, you know, all you get back is, oh, you're just being heartless. You're just being heartless. We have an obligation to let these people in. No, you don't. That's what borders are for.
Well, Michael, you're absolutely right. And in South Florida, they don't even want to learn to speak English. Let's not kid ourselves. We got this place is like Bosnia and Herzegovina here in South Florida. But I want to make this point to you also, Michael.
Tom, I got to let you go. Got to do a commercial break. We'll be right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Go down and God. buzzer tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about the economy here right now. The IMF has cut Mexico's economic growth forecast for this year, apparently over concern over what the U.S. policy toward Mexico is going to be. And certainly if Trump is bringing jobs back into the United States of America, that obviously means that there's going to be an employment crisis down in Mexico. So the IMF is getting very, very nervous there. Now, following criticisms by Donald Trump over Germany's refugee policy and how damaging and destructive it has been to the people of Germany, Germany came on back and they did score a valid, legitimate point, which is the U.S. wars all across that part of the globe that made these people refugees in the first place. Now, they're not addressing the issue that Soros and his non-governmental organizations were trying to lure those people into Europe. But yeah, everyone says, oh, you're heartless. You've got to feel bad for those refugees. Let's talk about the wars started by the United States that made them refugees. Why isn't anybody talking about that? Certainly not in the corporate media. Corporate media never met a war they didn't like. Wars sell newspapers. William Randolph Hearst was pushing for that Spanish-American War. He knew it would make him richer. Now, Donald Trump, as you know, we reported a few days ago, basically announced that when Great Britain leaves the European Union, he's going to have a fast-track trade deal for Great Britain. And that was done to basically pull the teeth out of a threat coming out of Brussels that unless Great Britain agreed to certain conditions of leaving, that there would be a trade blockade from that common market. We won't do business with you anymore. And Trump said, that's okay, you can come do business with us. Now, the conditions Brussels wants to impose on Great Britain for Great Britain to have its freedom is to still allow the open borders so the refugees can pour on in without restriction, and for Great Britain to continue paying into the budget of the European Union. Well, those are the two issues that led to the Brexit. So what Brussels is saying is you can go off and be free, but you're not really going to be free. You're still going to be our slave. You will still do what we tell you. Now, Trump's announcement has provided a huge boost to the Brexit, hard Brexit campaign. And as it, we got to take a break here. We'll be back after station identification.
Odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.